producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Jackson cut this parallel.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
To Captain America.
Cover-ups.
And what's really happening in our world today.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
We are facing weaponized media. It's becoming more naked. They've legalized CIA operations in the media. We are the organic response. We have the secret weapon, the truth. And here is Jackson's breakdown.
Want to kill Nazis?
I don't want to kill anyone. I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
I believe Captain America was a composite character that really kind of captured the essence of that generation. There's another analogy to be taken from Captain America, and that is that that generation and America in general has essentially fallen asleep like Captain America did, as you see him wake up in the second Captain America movie to find that he's living in an authoritarian police state.
For a second day in a row, a group of World War II vets literally took down a barrier blocking off the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Harry needs his barricade back!
Wow, you seem pretty chipper for someone who just found out they died for nothing.
Wow. I go protect Iraqis in Iraq, and I come back and I find that my fellow Americans are being attacked by police.
For once, we're way ahead of the curve by holding a gun to everyone on earth and calling it protection.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
That punishment usually came after the crime.
And when they say, "I want my lawyer," you tell them, "Shut up.
Your time is expired.
Get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant."
Yes, did some nasty stuff.
Yeah, we compromised, sometimes in ways that made us not sleep so well.
Well, when I was in Afghanistan, they usually kept us outside these buildings, and the other government agency guys, probably like DEA, CIA, and all of that, they would go into these kind of rooms like that, exactly, and they would be torturing people from in there. Horrible scream to hear a grown person like that being tortured.
And you're watching as this opium is being grown. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Captain America is a fugitive from S.H.I.E.L.D.
With all due respect, if S.H.I.E.L.D. is conducting a manhunt for Captain America, we deserve to know why.
You have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is only going to get worse once it starts. And again, there's no veterans doing anything right now. No IEDs. They are literally getting the police to pick a fight with veterans.
You are standing in my brain.
How did you get here?
Invited them.
This operation paperclip after World War II, S.H.I.E.L.D. recruited German scientists with strategic values.
Thought I could help their cause.
Operation Paperclip explores the secret military program that hired scientists who used slave labor to build the V-2 rocket, and others who used concentration camp victims for human experiments.
The responsibility for the staggering loss of life and property is uniformly placed on Hitler and the Nazis, but excluded from the official history is the fact that Hitler and the National Socialists would not have risen to power without the help of international bankers and American and German corporations.
She's disabling security protocols and dumping all the secrets onto the internet.
Including Hydras.
And Shields.
What about Bradley Manning? Yeah. What about Bradley Manning? Look at all those people being betrayed.
I think the revelations are terrible because they were revealed. What's his name?
Snowden.
Yeah, Snowden. I think he's a traitor.
What about the others? Are you planning a rescue mission?
You think about what is going on with the Veterans Administration, the hospital, and the fact that we have veterans that are dying because they're on a wait list. You talk about Sergeant Tamarisi and his situation.
Are you fucking okay? Personal!
Something that I've been upset about and raising Cain about, so I'm going to ask you about it. And that's this right-wing extremism report that was mailed out to all law enforcement officials in the United States.
I've apologized for that report. It was not authorized to be distributed.
This isn't freedom. This is fear.
S.H.I.E.L.D. takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be. It's getting damn near past time for you to get with that program, Captain.
Don't you cry.
rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have seen unprecedented persecution of whistleblowers and the press. We have seen the IRS memos come out publicly that they are targeting Christians, conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, veterans organizations. We have seen them commit Fast and Furious, Benghazi, openly fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We have seen them launch proxy wars against Russia in Syria and Ukraine. We have seen them continue to debase the dollar and sign us bipartisanly on to the economy-killing mass screw job that is Obamacare and the banker bailouts. And now we see such intensification of programming in comedies and movies and cop shows and superhero programs where the founding fathers are bad, Christians are bad, gun owners are bad, white people are inherently evil. This is all a bunch of old white executives pushing this. This is total divide and conquer to get us fighting with each other while the globalists rob us blind. The former chief economist of the World Bank, I'm going to play this clip in a moment, Joseph Stiglitz, who's won 2 Nobel Prizes, one for economics and the other, I believe, was for peace. It was a joint one. He's been on the show many times. We ought to work on getting him back on. And he was there in 2002 when he resigned. Then a bunch of documents got leaked. He says he didn't do it. Where they plan to implode the West next with two big to fail programs signing us on to derivatives, starting with Europe and then the United States. And they call it the IMF riot. They stir up society, they stir up cultures, they destabilize the civilization. Then they pose as saviors to take even more rights during the emergency that could last years. The value of the currency, the value of infrastructure, the value of companies goes down. The multinationals come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And the multilateral systems the multinationals have set up are tax exempt. IBM, Microsoft, Apple, General Electric, Google, General Motors, the Fortune 100, and it goes up into the 200s, but the Fortune 100 across the board take 90% of their profits offshore and never pay tax, and have written the international law where if somebody tries to put $2 million in a Swiss bank account, their life savings, they claim it's illegal and take your money, even if it's after tax. You try to put your money in the Grand Caymans, they come after you, if it's $500,000. But if it's $10, $20 million, you are untouchable. And they pass the laws where their yachts are tax exempt while they raise the taxes on the Greek people. They know what they're doing. And then how do they stop the people from getting wise to the screw job? How they raise taxes on us to give themselves the corporate welfare and the banker bailout. They have Disney. They have News Corp. They have Time Warner. And two other companies teach pedophilia on television, teach the end of the family, that he and she is hateful, that boy and girl is hateful, and that all white people are racist, and that not doing what you're told is sexist. MTV yesterday, we had the report said, not agreeing with a woman's selfie, not saying you like it is sexist. You know, that just sounds silly. It sounds stupid. Absolutely, it's meant to. It dumbs the culture down where young people don't know about the seven continents. They don't know about the North and South Pole, the Arctic, Antarctic. They don't know about fission fusion. They don't know about Hadron Collider, cyclotrons. They don't know about quantum mechanics, physics. They don't know about literature, Beethoven. All they know how to do is run around and freak out with their weird, arrogant identity that they're good and you're bad because they're a liberal trendy, when they are in a true, classical, by every benchmark, serious cult that is about only using approved language, having a very small repertoire of friends, not being able to publicly speak. Just put your hands on your hip and feel incensed. This is unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to this Joseph Stiglitz clip where he just came out yesterday and said the multinationals must pay taxes. They cannot squeeze any more money out of poor people in the middle class. And the multinationals are unified. They're the ones that want your guns. They're the ones that have the unified staging of the interest rates, staging of the currency rates, staging of the stock markets. Look, I tell you this 20 years ago, it's all admitted now. Secret treaties we can't see. It's incredible. We're not being conquered by the Redcoats in the War 1812. We're not being conquered by the Nazis or the Soviets. We've been conquered by white-collar criminals that are Bernie Madoff to the power of infinity. George Soros talks about raising taxes on rich people while he lobbies worldwide to be exempt. Warren Buffett, same deal. And I know I harp on this, but anytime I turn on Disney-run television, ABC, all I hear is Warren Buffett loves you, and his secretary pays a higher tax rate than he does, and he doesn't like it. That's why he's lobbying for this new tax incentive of Obama. It'll raise taxes on rich people. It raises taxes on people that made over $100,000 up to $4 million, and then it starts going down. And then he's got a multinational system set up. But he knows you're ignorant. Don Johnson didn't shoot a pregnant woman on the border. The Mexican cartels torture him to death. Evil cartels do it. It doesn't matter because Machete, funded by the White House, and I have that inside intel, it's now come out, by the government, says there are white people down there shooting Mexican women in the stomach to create racial hatred. And now, I covered a lot in the last hour, Marvel Comics, up on Infowars.com, openly saying that Captain America, the black Captain America, is taking out the evil white people that are down there attacking the poor immigrants. The same stupid script that they hand TV producers, comic book designers, the same mindless script over and over again, hammering fraud, hammering lies, hammering brainwashing. It's so sick. That's their plan, to keep us fighting with each other while they start World War III. While they let Monsanto, it's now come out in the new treaty, the sections that were leaked last week by WikiLeaks, that your country won't be able to stop GMO, you'll be forced to eat it. You have no sovereignty if they're able to ram this through. And because it's so evil, your government, your Congress, isn't allowed to see it. Because we're in a world government. Let's go ahead and go to this Stiglitz clip.
We want the multilateral corporations to pay their fair share of taxes. It's really that simple.
But you can't blame them for taking advantage of a system that's in their favor.
Absolutely. But they helped create this system. And the exciting thing that's going on right now is the G20 realized, the advanced countries realized, that just something was wrong. When Apple, Google, Starbucks were able to move their profits around and then pay almost no taxes. You had Apple, the largest corporation by capitalization in the world, paying almost no taxes. And so the question is, something's wrong with the system, and that's what we're focusing on.
But repairing that system is very difficult, because you have got the Goliath and the David, you have got this wall of money, and you have an enormous vested interest by these companies to prevent you from doing it.
That's right. Now, the good news is that OECD has this process called BEPS, base erosion, where they're trying to figure out how can we deal with the base erosion, the disappearing of the base tax base. And they've actually come up with some very good ideas. Our commission argues that it hasn't gone far enough, and particularly with respect to the developing countries. The problem is, we told the developing countries, open up your markets to the multinationals.
They've already stolen all the wealth. They've already bankrupted all the countries and the individuals by design. They've already signed every American at the day they're born onto millions, over $1 million in fake debt. So now they're going to talk about, oh, the eroding tax base. It's so terrible. I don't think Stiglitz is a bad guy himself, but then they have these little commissions that'll call for taxing corporations, but then they don't even tax the big ones. They tax the middle-sized ones. It's all selective to, again, consolidate power, consolidate wealth. So when you see all this race division, all this kill the cops stuff, all this socialist redistribution propaganda from Bernie Sanders, you don't hear him saying audit the Fed. He killed that. You hear him talking about Walmart and individuals that are worth $40 billion apiece. And I agree, they did it through gaming the system. I don't think Walmart was free market. But you notice the CNN idiot goes, but you can't blame them for using the system. They are the system. They set it up. And Walmart was allowed to operate like this to consolidate the supply chain to a few globalist corporations to make sure that only select companies can make the big profits long-term off Chinese slave goods. That's why Apple's such a big supporter of the communist government of China, because they run factories where people are treated worse than many slaves were treated in this country long-term. I mean, it's some of the most hellish conditions, but it's not called slavery because it's trendy. Communists cannot engage in slavery. They engage in love. They engage in when they take your organs or force labor you to death or suicide you. It is a sacrament of friendly trendiness when they work your fingers to bleeding bones. Because, I mean, Apple, Steve Jobs, I mean, Apple, Apple's little trendies wearing little white t-shirts going, non-threatening, non-threatening, with huge black op squads with a total plan to take over and end total freedom as we know it. Okay? They're savage, they hate you, they're in control, they're coming.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
I literally have over 100 articles that are all incredibly important. I've got loaded phones, and I'm just kind of screaming, they hate you, they hate your family, they hate your freedom. You know, Bush would say Al-Qaeda attacked us because they hate our freedoms, while Bush and the Democrats with him were taking our freedoms. Will it make it? But in truth, the globalists do hate sovereign, independent individuals. They want to conquer us. That's their will to power. And I'm just like Paul Revere up here, just screaming, the globalists are coming, the globalists are coming. To arms in the info war. because they are activating national police forces, UN run, with the Justice Department to go after the Tea Party. They're already persecuting us. The entire Justice Department that's been involved, the IRS, should be in prison. Nixon was removed from office for doing one millionth, and I'm serious. He didn't even act on IRS persecution. He just had lists and was entertaining it. And they just do it, and MSNBC comes out and goes, I've got Rachel Maddow on tape. Of course we're going after the Tea Party. They're racist. Of course the IRS is going after you. I mean, they're just, of course we're going to arrest you for a rebel flag. I mean, man, these people are dangerous. And I've never flown a rebel flag. If they can arrest you for a rebel flag, they can arrest you for anything, people. This is beyond Soviet Union. They are arresting Germans by the hundreds. If they even criticize open borders and people being raped. The trash of the Middle East, their young military age men, criminals, are organizing and pouring into Europe. Sweden set up an airline to fly them in. Germans in towns of 3,000 have 4,000 illegals delivered. They go to a city council and say, why are you doing this? And the governor says, leave. This is military. This is a takeover. And the poor Latin Americans pouring in are just pawns. They are not as criminal statistically as what's coming out of the Middle East and Europe. The difference is people do flee Latin America to come here and to have fake names. We are the Mexico of Latin America. Just like Americans run to Mexico because of no extradition. Criminals worldwide run here. And if you state that, well, you get put in Marvel Comics like I did as a racist that wants to kill immigrants. Remember a year and a half ago? Avengers 004 AR joined the revolution. And then now they've got the new Captain America, part of the Avengers, fighting Red Skull. And who was Red Skull's main lieutenant? It's me. I can actually find it here. That's how they do it. That's what they do. Do you understand the level of that propaganda? Rob Jacobson ran in here and he said, you don't know about the new Superman? So I've got one of the reporters doing an article on it. And I said, no. He goes, well, the new ad started 2 days ago. It's all how Superman's an illegal alien. And again, folks, it's that it's every show, every program, unified propaganda. In fact, we have the trailer of that. They want Superman out because he's an illegal alien. Aliens are un-American. This is the ridiculousness. I saw an article on CNN yesterday. I meant to bring it in. Is it ethical for humans to colonize Mars? And they basically say, even if there aren't life forms or advanced ones, aren't we kind of a scourge? Do we have a right to colonize Mars? Again, it's the unified that we're trash. They're saying we're the alien on Earth. The globalists want to get rid of us. Hispanic, black, white, Asian, humans, mixed, whatever. Humans are all mixing together. Humans are all coming together. We don't need to be told how we're racist all day. That's to make us hate each other. There's the article. Is it ethical to colonize Mars? The world after humans. Humans a disease. Humans a parasite. Humans a cancer. You've heard it. They tell you how they hate you all day, how they hate me all day, how they hate our babies all day. And then they sit there and go, but we love all the immigrants and anyone that doesn't want an open border and the Border Patrol shipping people in and completing the smuggling process. It's just outrageous. So, you know, I'm going to do this next week. Buckley Saturday after 2, I'm going in the evening, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and I'm going to meet people in a middle-class neighborhood, but I'm going to go to Tarrytown, a liberal area, and I'm going to knock on 50 doors with a handout, and I'm going to say with a camera, I don't care what they do, hi, I'm a migrant, and I'm going to start trying to push my way in, saying, I want dinner, I want you to give me money. I'm not going to threaten them. When they say no, I'm going to go, what do you mean? Give me your money, I'm a migrant, racist. I'm going to do it.
because it's total mind control. It's crazy. I can't go to Guatemala and show up and demand free stuff.
We're on the march.
Ah! This is brainwashing.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
You're listening to, you're watching The Alex Jones Show. We're here live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. now. We have a fourth hour now added that will be hosted by David Knight today. And I know he's got a big broadcast lined up at the fourth hour. He'll be joining us for about 5-6 minutes at 24 after next hour to give us an update on some of what he's going to be breaking down. I want to go to your calls, Jason, Raider, Ron, Tara,
John, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. After I take 10 calls or so, I'm going to launch into the over-the-top news. Russia may fire missiles at Syrian militants from Mediterranean Sea, officials say. Turkey downs drone over Syrian border amid Russian tensions. China says military will stand up and use force if U.S. sends warships to the islands, period. Threats of war with China. ISIS in retreat as Russia destroys 32 targets while Putin trolls Obama as weak with no strategy. Russia-Iran begin promised assault on Syria's largest city in final bid to restore Assad. Iran ramps up troop deployment in Syria in run-up to anti-rebel offensive. Al-Qaeda in Syria leader says kill the entire Alawite minority, kill the Christians. Unbelievable statements. So that's just some of the news there we're going to be covering. Merkel faces domestic revolt over refugee welcome. Russia tried to cut off the World Wide Web. Yes, they're testing the Internet kill switch. And The Guardian and The Telegraph and others act like this is so incredibly evil. Well, I mean, I agree that Internet kill switch or only allowing state-run media is very draconian. And Russia is totalitarian to a certain extent. And I don't like it. But you know the United States had a kill switch in. They admitted about 7 years ago. And now they call it the Obama kill switch. And it's fully in place to only send you White House messages on cable, TV, radio, Internet, anytime they want. And now you notice they're forcing your phone to turn on and give you alerts. Some people are getting videos from the president now, forced emails when you're not on their email list. They're slowly testing the waters to have media take over. And it's bad if the U.S. does it, bad if Russia does it. They'll go, there's a lot of state-run media in Russia. State-run, ABC, CBS, NBC, I mean, that stuff is admittedly run by psych warfare people. And it's not run by the General Pentagon or CIA. They have weird leftist social engineering nest that are at the top who basically write the Hollywood scripts. They write basic templates, and then they just regurgitate them out on every platform. And it's truly sickening. I mean, you like going to see in Hollywood movies where they just brainwash you? You like being a victim of them laughing at you? I mean, this is sick. Ugh. And I'm trying to not get mad here, but, I mean, this is ridiculous. Shame on Hollywood. Shame on the CIA. Shame on the Justice Department. I mean, look, I know you're anti-American crooks at the top who are parasites that live off us, and everybody knows, whether it's a spoiled rotten kid or spoiled rotten employees or whatever, that when you let people get spoiled rotten and live off of you, they end up becoming your masters and disdaining who feeds them. That's well known. You got punk kids, you spoil, they'll be 18 beating you up, demanding more money and grabbing it out of your purse because they were never disciplined. And we've got a bunch of people that actually believe that sucking blood out of us isn't enough. They want to kill the golden goose as an act of power. Bunch of spoiled, rotten scum. Here's the good news, filth. Congress has a 9% approval rating. We focused our attention on Monsanto and on Walmart and on other enemy operators. McDonald's, and they're already in free fall. And I'm going to tell you something, Disney. You better try to go do state-run media for China. You better try to get some other contracts elsewhere to keep your bottom line up because we're now going to come after you. We're going to point out what unhuman, just trash of the earth you are. You filth, you absolutely diabolical, deceiving scum, dumbing this country down to the level of mindless jellyfish. You're never going to get away with what you've done to humanity. You're never going to get away with your hatred. People say, oh, you're the one that sounds hateful. Oh, no, no, look, I look foul, feel fair. Whereas they look fair, feel foul, to quote J.R.R. Tolkien. I'm not hiding anything here. I know I'm under chemical and biological attack, and I see the brain damage kids everywhere from the vaccines, and I have to live this. I have to watch you and know what you are. So I openly am disgusted. Okay, that's just some of the stacks right there.
Look at this. Look what they've turned us into. Children becoming hunchbacks due to addiction to smartphones. Smartphones can be worse for your skin than the sun. Everything they give us is to hurt us. Shock claim, world's on the brink of 50-year ice age. Scientists claim zapping brains with magnets can treat belief in God. So can giving somebody a lobotomy. Did parallel universe open up? Hundreds see floating city filmed in skies above China. That's mainstream news. It was videotaped. And it's clearly a giant 500-yard tall, wide hologram, which they admit China and the United States mainly for social control. They projected, you know, again, 600-yard tall Jesuses in the desert. They did that in Operation Desert Storm. The Iraqis just, they hit them with hallucinogens, you name it. And they fly over and spray it with some hallucinogens. You can look that up and then hit you with, Jesus and Muhammad fighting with lightsabers. Believe me, folks start flipping out. By the way, they didn't just test it. They sprayed them with gay bombs. If you're a new listener, just type in Pentagon tested gay bomb on Iraq. They considered, though they didn't consider using it. They've used it on our troops. In Vietnam, they'd spray PCP on the troops, Jacob's Ladder. You think PCP, some horse tranquilizer something? They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently. Brain chips in the troops. They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains. Now, there it is, the gay bomb. Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny. Okay. Damn it, I just dropped a bunch of stuff off the side of here. I need those articles. Somebody give them to me. I apologize to the family audience. I'm going to settle down. I haven't done this in months, and I just cannot handle it anymore. I apologize. Jesus, forgive me. Let me just get back to the news. Thank you. Children becoming hunchbacks due to addiction to smartphones. Again, weather outlook, big snow for Northeast, relief of thirsty California, record snow. Fears grow over increased antibiotic resistance. Cure for chronic pain. World first patient fitted with permanent spinal cord implant. Rise of the cheap and cheerful warehouse robot. See how good it is? That is just two of the stacks. I've got like 12 more of them. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I apologize. You know, maybe I shouldn't apologize because Christ was God and I'm just a man. He beat the money changers with a whip, overturned their tables, and basically, depending on which version you read, the Jewish version in the histories was basically just punching people on the nose as well. I just cannot handle it. I just cannot believe that they harvest millions of babies and even try to keep them alive a few days so they can harvest them properly. And China keeps people alive and takes part of the organs and keeps them alive months in some cases, ripping them out. And our media criticizes you if you're against that. I mean, don't we have any value for ourselves? Don't we know the people running things are bloodthirsty and hate us and don't have goodwill for us? I mean, this is crazy. And then I flipped out yesterday because they're announcing a new Justice Department mega unit with their number one national directive to go after conservatives and veterans and libertarians and gun owners. They're announcing all this executive gun grabbing outside of law. And they're announcing they believe the Tea Party is going to start blowing stuff up any minute while they persecute people illegally. And I just know full well what these scum are going to pull. I mean, do people at the Justice Department really want to be involved in more false flags? You really like blowing up daycare centers and blaming it on the states? They were about to have a states' rights movement to get out of the UN in globalism in 1994-95. Oklahoma was leading a state coalition of 27 states to do it. And so they blew up the federal building and blamed it on the Patriots. And I'm telling you, that's the kind of crap they're going to pull. And what does even Steven Seagal say? It's up on InfoWars.com. I believe in the Second Amendment, and I believe a lot of these mass murders going on, that a lot of these are engineered. I don't know. They had Al-Qaeda launch two chemical attacks on Assad and film it and post it bragging, screaming Allah Akbar, and they still blamed the Syrian government. They wouldn't do anything like that here. I mean, they'd abort 55 million babies. They'd keep babies alive and sell their body parts. You know, we have videos of 8-month-old, 7-month-old babies fighting scalpels for their lives. You know, a baby at 5 months starts fighting a scalpel and jerking his legs away and fighting as the fingers, the arm, the hand, up the shoulder, and then poof, they get the neck, blood starts spraying. They get in, whack, 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 whack. Even a baby will fight for its life in the womb. Won't you fight for your life? Won't you recognize who these scum are? I'm going to say it real slow for you. They were testing different political systems. These are scientists that we fight. They tested Bolshevik communism in 1917 in Russia. It killed 50 million people, conservatively. They put Mao in 49. That's declassified. The CIA put Mao in that killed 84 million people. They then, as a counter to it, created Nazi fascism as a scientific test to see what that would do. Do you understand that the United States and England gave birth to communism and Nazism? So while you're talking about those as the old evils, those little dragons, look at Mama if you want to know what we're facing. Mama kills you in the water and the vaccines. Mama kills you with brainwashing. Mama kills you with liberalism. Mama kills you with lots of trendies wearing non-threatening clothing. It's camouflage, not the actual trendy. That's a brainwashed, brain-damaged idiot. But their master controllers know exactly what they're doing. These are technicians. They get orders. We're completely overrun, people. But if you wake up to the criminals, it's game over. But you've got to break with them. I'm going to go to your calls. I got to pay the bills here also. Super Male Vitality is back in. In fact, I didn't take any today. I probably shouldn't. And it's just really high-powered, concentrated herbs. Go research the facts for yourself, InfoWarsLife.com. And this is really popular with weightlifters, athletes, bodybuilders. Some of the top UFC people take it, but they've already got other sponsors that they've contacted me, and they just want to plug it without even money because it's worked so well for them. And it's a real deal. Take a couple squirts of that a day, and it'll set you right. Love you. So it's back in. Super Male Vitality is back in. And stock, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have 20% off The Secret 12, vitamin B12 at InfoWarsLife.com. We have free shipping and 10% off on the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 10% off and free shipping on the high-quality storable foods from InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We have Liver Shield back in stock. You've heard all the rave reviews about that. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, MadeIn1776.com, the Hillary for Prison shirts. And your purchase supports things. By the way, it takes different strokes for different folks in society and in culture. And I have a lot of intellectuals on and a lot of people that are really into being controlled and being focused. But none of them has been as successful as I have warning people, waking people up. And I don't do it on purpose. I get sick of sitting here calmly talking about all this, and I blow up maybe every week or so, every 2 weeks. This was a big blow up today. And it's genuine. It's just therapy for me because, you know, it's better than me doing this when I get home, when my kids are bad or something. Or it's better than me doing this when some guy bumps into me in a grocery store and says, "Watch it, punk." You know, if I haven't blown up before in the week on air or something, I might blow up on them. And that's therapy that'll get you in a lot of trouble, bouncing their head up and down on the ground like a basketball. But I'm here to tell you, you know, we get people on saying, "Alex, you don't need to get upset. You don't need to yell and scream. You know, we need to just calmly tell the public." We have calmly told the public. They're in a trance. And I'm here shaking people in their trance going, "Wake up. Wake up. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. You have been under cult brainwashing. Come out of it." They admit they're brainwashing you. Obama signed an executive order to expand brainwashing domestically, even at the local level, with the CIA and psychiatrists and psychologists, and to develop plans to tell you how to think. Do you realize the level of mind control that statement alone is? It was already going on. But they're going to mainline it. You've got to get moving. You've got to get aggressive. You've got to get mad. You've got to get focused. You've got to get crazed. You've got to get motivated, man. We are under attack. We got to show people what's happening. We need flash mobs. We need banner hangs. We need aggressive, legal, lawful stunts to get the word out and expose the New World Order. Don't count on me to do it. I'm going to start, I pledge to you that I'm going to start pulling some incredible legal stunts. I'm going to go to people's houses. I'm going to go to the government. I'm going to go to the city council. And I'm going to demand to be able to sleep on the dais because I'm a migrant. I'm going to go to the mayor's house. I'm going to demand to live in his house. I mean, this is the kind of stunts we got to do to show how ridiculous these people are. I think I'm going to sue the mayor of Austin. I like the illegals are doing it. They don't let me live in his house. I'm serious. We got to get in these people's faces and just let them know we're fully aware of their garbage and we're not putting up with it anymore. And George Soros and all these people.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
The preacher man said it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
All right, folks, have been holding nearly an hour. I apologize. I will take like 10, 15 calls and then get back into the news. There is a lot of economic news needs to be covered, a lot of internet censorship news, a lot of just other stuff that illustrates how Obama says that
Africans shouldn't be able to have vacations, cars, air conditioning, standard of living, but then he spent $4.4 million on golf course and private fundraisers in the last 2 months alone. Taxpayer money. Totally illegal, by the way. You're not supposed to do all that with taxpayer money. But don't worry, they've indicted and are now trying two of Ron Paul's chief people for giving money to other libertarians who were running for office, and then those people endorsed them, claiming that was a paid endorsement. And it's just all how you phrase something. It is illegal to run for state or federal office in America, the way the laws are read. They could indict a piece of lemon pie for murder, for just sitting on a table. I mean, they can do whatever they want. It's a total joke. And the government is discredited. It is illegitimate. Hillary can take billions from foreign governments to her foundation to ship them weapons at the State Department, publicly ripping everyone off in giant organized crime nakedly. And it's okay. But the Texas Attorney General at dinner, before he was Attorney General, told people what he thought was a good investment, even though he hadn't been an investment trader for over 2 years. He just told them what he thought was a good investment, and they've indicted him because he didn't register anymore. Oh, you weren't registered anymore. You said this was a good investment. We're going to indict you because you're fighting Obama. They're making their criminal move. Let's go to your calls. Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Today I wanted to talk about admiralty jurisdiction, and something that most Americans don't actually understand is that the Constitution, Article 3, Section 2, provides for three separate jurisdictions, which are law, equity, and admiralty. So for listeners that aren't aware, common law is what the nation was founded upon, and it goes back to the Magna Carta. And it's really simple. Don't injure, don't harm others or their property, and don't use fraud in your contracts. Any crimes committed under the common law require there to be a corpus delicti or an injured party. Equity is the jurisdiction of contracts and doesn't encompass criminal activities. And finally, we have admiralty jurisdiction, which is the law of the military and of the high seas. So, for example, a soldier that refuses to peel potatoes when ordered is a criminal act, even if there is no injured party. Now, it's under admiralty jurisdiction that the United States citizens are criminally prosecuted for victims.
And that normally only operated at sea or under wartime emergencies if you were in the military and did not have a jurisdiction over the general public. But through fraud and contract fraud, getting us to opt into admiralty, it's been brought in now to be one of the dominant forms of law as we move into administrative.
Exactly. It's been done with our silent consent. And it's the extension of this admiralty jurisdiction to the colonists that was actually one of the prime reasons behind the Revolution. So almost every court in the United States today, the jurisdiction is assumed. They'll ask
yes.
you if you
Number one was them trying to take the guns, but number two was British press gangs grabbing people's 8, 9, 10-year-old boys off their front porches or from school or from the fields and taking them to be slaves on British ships.
Now, what you can't do is you can't a licensed attorney can't actually go into court and make this kind of jurisdictional challenge because they've already consented to being part of the system.
Now, I've not found that. I've got really great lawyers, and they routinely cite common law precedent and are successful in court.
And I actually did that pretty recently to get a minor traffic offense thrown out, and that was pretty rewarding. Now, some of the listeners might ask, you know, how did we get here? I didn't consent to being under military rule. But as you mentioned, we've tacitly agreed to this jurisdiction. Pretty much all of the municipal governments are corporate entities, the incorporated city of Austin, the incorporated state of Texas, the incorporated district of Columbia, and, yes, the incorporated United States. We agree to become trustees in their corporations.
Listen, I agree with you. That's how they set up the fraud. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. But now it's gone to the force of a barrel of a gun. They don't even operate in that now. We'll be back third hour. Stay with us. Truth Raider, Ron, Tara, John, be patient. I'm going to get to you. We're taking a call. It's Friday.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers.